Hey guys, you're listening to the most captivating podcast in iTunes. That's right, the Elite Man Podcast, where we turn average men into elite men every day. We interview the very best experts from the lifestyle, health, fitness, social, and even entrepreneurial worlds. And with their help, we give you some of the best advice on the planet. Subscribe now if you haven't already and enjoy the show. And oh yeah, if you really enjoy it, leave us a review. On today's episode, episode number 155, entitled, How to Achieve Your It Factor and Finally Have Success in Life, I chat with Jeff Banman. Jeff Banman is a former U.S. Army Ranger and CIA counterterrorism operator and current high-performance coach. In today's episode, Jeff talks about the hidden key found in all of us that leads to massive personal success and how we can find it. Jeff covers mindset, presence, execution, and talks about why these core concepts separate the most elite men in the world from those who fail or have little success. If you're wondering what steps you can take today to get your life on the fast track to success, check this episode out now. You are going to love it. Also, two quick notes. If you're interested in checking out Jeff Banman's coaching program, go to elitemanmagazine.com/Banman. That's B-A-N-M-A-N. It's an awesome coaching program. I had the privilege of checking it out myself and absolutely love it. The second thing is the audio quality towards the end of the episode gets a little fuzzy. It's almost like a wind-like sound in a couple of parts. Not really bad, but just somewhat noticeable. So I wanted to let you know. We fix this tech issue up and we'll absolutely get rid of it for the forthcoming episodes, but I wanted to give you the heads up in case you're wondering what it might be. It's only for a few minutes towards the end of the episode, though. Aside from that, this is a fantastic episode and you are going to absolutely love it. Hey, just a quick reminder to sign yourself up for the Elite Man newsletter if you haven't yet. Get behind the scenes access to bonus tips, strategies, and techniques to becoming the best man you can be exclusively on the Elite Man newsletter. Go to elitemanmagazine.com/newsletter and sign yourself up right now. Again, that's elitemanmagazine.com/newsletter. And now, a quick word from our fantastic sponsors. A fresh new year has begun, and if you're setting new goals for your business, it's extremely difficult to reach them without the right people on your team. And ZipRecruiter has transformed how you go about finding them. ZipRecruiter posts your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards with just one click. Then, ZipRecruiter actively looks for the most qualified candidates and invites them to apply. They even review every application to identify the top candidates so you can never miss a great match. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other hiring sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on the right candidates finding you. It finds them. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes and industries to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, my listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/elite and start posting your job now. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/elite. We all know how tough it can be to find a good, high-quality razor, but luckily for you, I've done just that in Harry's. I got out of the shower about an hour ago, and man, I have to say, I absolutely love Harry's razors. The quality of the blades, the closeness of the shave, the comfortableness of the glide when using the razors. It's fast, it's easy to use, and man, I absolutely love it. And Harry's is so confident you're going to love their blades, they'll give you their trial shave set for free when you sign up at Harry's.com/elite man. Just pay for the shipping and that is all. Harry's is all about a great shave at a fair price, which is why over 3 million guys have switched over to Harry's. Claim your free trial offer from Harry's today, a $13 value for free when you sign up. Again, all you gotta do is cover the shipping. Your free trial set includes a weighted ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, a rich lathering shave gel, which I gotta say makes you smell phenomenal, and a travel blade cover as well for when you're on the road. To get your free trial set, go to harrys.com/elite man right now. Again, that's harrys.com/elite man. I know you are going to absolutely love these razors just like I do. All right, guys, we're live. It's Justin Stenstrom from elitemanmagazine.com, and my guest today is Jeff Banman from jeffbanman.com. Jeff, thanks so much for coming on the show, brother.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Justin. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. This is actually our second attempt at doing this. We had a lot of technical audio issues going on here for a little while, but I think we finally managed to figure it out. So really excited to bring you on. Just, you know, speaking to you over these little test calls we've been doing, I got a good sense of your personality, and I appreciate, you know, where you're coming from and the level of patience and just chill attitude you've had about all these technical problems, man. So it's great to actually get this going and have a good talk.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I'm looking forward to it. I was out, I surf every morning usually, and I kind of spend about 5 minutes before I paddle out, sitting up at the top, watching the waves, and guys that get to know me, know my background, know my life, you know, we're sitting there talking, and I'm just like, hey, man, I'm just a guy hanging out, getting ready to paddle out. That's about all it is. So, yeah, it's just it's a good time to have a good conversation.
Cool, man. And I'm really interested in your background as well. You're a former U.S. Army Ranger and CIA counterterrorism operator. I mean, that's really badass and cool. And also a former as well firefighter. Is that right?
Yeah. So I actually grew up riding fire trucks at about 16 in the D.C. area.
Wow.
Got hired right out of high school, worked a couple years, got bored, looked for some new adventure, which landed me in Ranger Battalion. And then post-Army service, post 9/11, got involved in a few things, and then ultimately ended up going to work for the agency and spent basically about a decade there.
Oh, shit. How old are you, Jeff, if you don't mind me asking?
43.
So are you retired from all the military things now? Or?
Yeah, so I don't do anything anymore. Just work on my stuff. Don't do any government service really anymore. It's nice to be free and clear of all of that. Early on that I would never be a 20-year guy somewhere, just kind of instinctually understood that about myself. And, you know, just kind of looked at everything between 16 and 30 as experience, and that kind of bled into my late 30s. And then now, maybe in my 40s, I'll settle down and figure out what I want to do when I grow up.
And so for the listeners who don't really know Jeff Bandman as well, what is sort of your background in terms of what you do now, like your coaching and that kind of thing?
Yeah, I think, you know, the cool thing has been the last couple of years I spent with the agency, I had a chance to really redevelop the way we were training and developing people. And that caused a huge dive into human behavior and cognitive science and understanding why we do what we do in certain conditions and certain environments. And I just geeked out. Like, I just loved it. And out of that, was able to roll out and launch a really cool company where we were doing radical things, big biofeedback metrics for naval special warfare. So I had 60 SEALs running around San Francisco all wired up and doing their training evolutions. And we'd feed that back. We'd coach that information back to them so they knew how to prepare themselves for the next moment they were stepping into. Looking at managing their stress, looking at what was in their way around performance. And so all of this is kind of just culminated now into a point where we look at, you know, what separates success from failure, right? What is kind of the it factor? What is it that we're all looking for and all trying to achieve? And then really, how do we deal with life when it shows up? Because life is life. And I always say, you know, it's the biggest firewall for what we know and what we can do. Like, life is just going to strip us apart. And we got to know how to prepare for it. And so that's really what I love that I get to do now with my clients and with the groups that we work with.
Yeah, that's really cool, man. I've always been interested in biofeedback and neurofeedback as well. Is that something you use currently with some of your coaching clients, or is it just kind of something you've learned from and then sort of implement different teachings, you know, variations of that in your work now?
Yeah, a couple. I've had a few clients here, especially when they're locally here in San Diego and we can work one-on-one on some stuff. It's something we've added on occasion with guys. It can be, you know, the systems aren't fully up in a way that gives me the data that I need when we're dealing with kind of mental and emotional stress. So it's very difficult to do it at times without really crafting their environment. It takes a lot of work. It's a big workload. So that's kind of a project we do kind of one-to-one when somebody really is dealing with maybe their bandwidth, right? Their struggle to maybe recover frustrations and stress. They're just really under it. So we will watch and see that, but it's just something that has given me the science and the evidence behind what we do today.
And how does that work? Like, specifically, what is biofeedback when you're talking about like some of the metrics and things? How do you test, you know, like people's stress levels and things like that?
Yeah. So when you look at it, you know, you really kind of have two major things. You've got heart rate, right? Which, yep, you know, you can feel your heart beating. And, you know, if you exercise or get stressed out, your heart rate will go up. What you also look at is heart rate variability. And so that's a variation of beats, right? Between beat to beat to beat to beat. That's never consistent. And heart rate variability is kind of controlled by our vagal nerve. So it gives us an opportunity to look at physical, mental, and emotional stress on the body, right? So it's a body under load. So it's a more finite look at what's going on internally. And when you can create that and then create the conditions to kind of cause a drop in heart rate variability, because if we go down, that's not good. If we're down for a long period of time, that's not what we want to see. And so it really enables us to watch and see how somebody's reacting to a variety of stressors.
That's pretty interesting. And then how do you actually control like your vagal nerve and some of the other factors there? Like what are some of the dynamics, the teachings that you use to lower the heart rate variability and kind of take control of, you know, your stress levels?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing, you know, there's two sides to it, really. One, it's an awareness. So when I would train guys in the tactical world and out running around, I'd always say, listen, you know, you need to be attuned enough to the environment to see when you need to create a point of recovery, or the environment gives you an opportunity to recover. And so one, it starts in the head, like pretty much everything does, right? It's mm-hmm. kind of the mindset. It's the ability to understand and read the environment and being aware enough that you are, you know, we say kind of overrunning your headlights, right? Things are starting to kind of compound and stack up on you. Mm-hmm. And then really the physical aspect to it, you know, the breath is the key to everything, right? I mean, it really is. And it sounds simple to do. And I tell guys, I say, listen, I don't care what technique you use, because there's a million under the sun, but you got to find one. And that rhythmic breathing process, that ability to kind of four in, four out, four in, four out, and keep that consistent for a period of time, that's the trigger that starts to reset the system. You know, I mean, I do it if I'm driving home, transitioning from a day at work before I walk in the door and see my wife and children and everybody else. That's a recovery period for me. Like, that's a time that's designated for me to transition from one part of my day to the next.
Yeah, no, the more I think like meditation practices come out, breathing techniques specifically, mm-hmm. the research on that, it's just astounding, like how effective this really is, and across the board, like health wise you know, of course, like getting you grounded, lowering your stress, things like that, that are very quickly noticed and very effective, like immediately. But there's also, you know, long-term benefits as well. Stress levels lower in the body, all sorts of changes in the brain actually occur, like your neuroplasticity and things like that.
Oh yeah,
occur.
I mean, it's absolutely
just, it's phenomenal. So
it's crazy.
What you're saying is the two major ways then for you to you know, take back, like in terms of biofeedback anyways, the two mm-hmm. major ways of getting your nerves down, lowering your stress, are the awareness and the breath. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, I've worked with guys where I'll just literally have a map their day and create two of what I like to call a recovery period. So that's kind of a known designated transition point in your day, right? Going yep. from one place to the other, transitioning to something. So that becomes cool, because then it's almost in my calendar, right? Where it's like locked in. Then the second piece is creating a recovery point. And that's like, hey, I just got chewed out by my boss, or I just had a fight with my wife, or I can't find my car keys, or whatever crap showed up, right? How do I pause for a second? And literally, I mean, 2 to 3 seconds, 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 30 seconds of rhythmic breathing, four in, four out, or four in, hold for four, four out, whatever technique works for you. Just, you know, 30 seconds or less of that really triggers the system to start realigning. And, you know, it's a game changer. Is if it's a practice, it's a game changer.
Yeah, no, I love that, man. And I've been using periodically kind of on and off a breathing pattern of four in, seven hold, and then
okay.
eight out. I think it's pioneered okay. by Dr. Whale. You know, you probably
okay.
may
yeah.
have heard of him. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like one right before sleep. It just really relaxes the body. I think it totally. You know, helps release some of the neurotransmitters and things like that. And then another one I've been playing around with recently, last couple weeks actually, is the Wim Hof breathing technique.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Have you tried that at all?
I have. Yep.
Really
totally.
Cool. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Like the feeling you get after a couple of rounds of doing that. I mean, it's
right.
And the thing that, you know, I think is really impressive about that. I mean, there's many things that are very impressive. They're doing more studies with it. Dr. Rhonda Patrick, scientist, really smart woman, was picking his brain about the science and stuff and some of the research they're actually doing on it and they're testing it. I mean, there's incredible things across the board, immune system, all sorts of benefits as well. But the thing that's really apparent, like immediately when you're doing this, is that just like being able to hold your breath, you know what I mean? So you know, yes, something's happening because like after the third or fourth round, you can hold your breath for like a few minutes, whereas mm-hmm. in the first round, it's only like maybe 30 seconds or without even doing the technique at all, it's like 30 seconds, maybe a minute if you're, you know, lucky. But after a couple of rounds of this, it's really impressive because you're, I believe it's alkalizing the blood, the oxygen or whatever that's going in your body. Right. And so you don't have, like, you're basically sending more oxygen to all the cells. So you don't need to keep breathing in. And the more oxygen you have, like, kind of saturates your cells and allows you to hold your breath for, you know, numerous minutes, which is pretty cool. I mean, just that in itself is cool.
It's crazy, man. I got to do a program with one of the guys out of Florida who's one of the free dive spear fishermen.
Yeah.
And we were in the pool. One of my buddies from Zocom and I went over. We were in the pool with this guy just doing crazy stuff. I was just blown away. I mean, it's pretty amazing. And, you know, I mean, that's why, you know, like in the programs I teach, the first thing we talk about is mindset, right? That fluid ability, that ability to kind of transition moment to moment to moment and learn how to put yourself in the condition that you want for the moment that's occurring now. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
And that's it. I mean, I would train that with SEAL team guys, with guys at the agency, with guys out of the Army spec ops side. It's like, listen, if you have a moment, you want to be in the best condition possible for whatever is about to happen. Business meeting, sales meeting, closing a deal, negotiating something with your wife, right? Like not sleeping on the couch, whatever it might be, right? Something along those ways. You want to be in the best condition. Mm-hmm. That's where you got to put yourself.
Yeah, no, it's really cool, man. Jeff, what is it about your history? You know, you said 16 to 30, about that age was a good learning experience, kind of, mm-hmm. you know, doing a number of things, especially military-wise. What is it about you that made you want to get into the military and end up doing some of these crazy things that most people would never in a lifetime be able to achieve, like, you know, becoming a U.S. Army Ranger or CIA counterterrorism operator, like, is there something in your genes that kind of made you more inclined to go that route in life?
You know, I don't know. But I think for me, I've just always been very curious about mm-hmm. what's next or what I could do. You know, I didn't grow up with, you know, a dad that was prior military or any. I didn't grow up with any of that. And, you know, I mean, I worked at Domino's Pizza in high school. Slapping pizzas, right? Doing 300 pizzas an hour on Friday night. It was the best job in the world in high school. And one of the guys that worked there started volunteering as a fireman, and that really triggered something for me. And so I went down, and at 16, within, you know, 3 months of deciding to join the fire department, I was crawling down the hall of my first house fire, and really just got connected with that work. And then, you know, around 18, 19, I'm starting to work. I'm employed. I've got a good job. I'm a career fireman. You know, this is a dream job, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I look at it and I just felt like there was something missing, like there was something more to take on or more to try, and decided, well, you know, if you're going to do it, you might as well do it right. And Ranger Battalion sounded like a good choice. And I'll share with you, you know, I mean, like Ranger Battalion was, and I gave a talk at USASOC a couple years ago, room full of people, and broadcast out the entire enterprise. And I just looked at everybody and a bunch of guys from regiment in the room and said, hey, listen, you know, my time at Ranger Regiment sucked. I mean, it was a grind every day. Like I look back at that time and I wish I understood how to set myself up mentally the way I do today back then. And then the lessons that I learned walking out of there were phenomenal. I mean, I'm so thankful for it. It taught me so much and set me up for my life in just so many ways. But day in and day out, I mean, it was a tough call for me, being there. And, you know, and so it was phenomenal and sucked at the same time, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it makes a lot of sense. Jeff, what I want to do is, I know we're sort of limited on time today, but I want to have you back in a few weeks, and I want to bring you back and talk more specifically about the Ranger training and some of the things you learned, some of the lessons you learned from being a U.S. Army Ranger, because I think that's a fascinating story as well. But today I want to focus more specifically on some of the work you're doing right now and kind of get the guys, get the Elite Man audience more familiar with kind of what you do now.
Yeah.
If that's cool with you, though, I'd love to have you back in a couple of weeks and pick your brain again and really
yeah,
dive.
Man. No,
yeah, no, because I'm fascinated, man. I'm fascinated by you.
Well, and I love it. Yeah. It's always, I don't think I'm anybody special, right? I'm just I'm a guy who's had some cool stuff and had some cool opportunities. And, you know, kind of, it's like when I talk about my agency time, I say, well, I got to travel the world and do stupid shit. You know, I mean, that's just what it is, right? So I don't view myself as anybody special. I've just had some really cool opportunities to do some things, and I've learned from each one extensively. So yeah, absolutely, we can go wherever you want to go.
Cool, man. I love it. Yeah, I appreciate it. And I think the guys are gonna love this episode. And I think you know, guys listening right now, stay tuned, because the next episode is going to be just as good, and we're going to dive more into the sort of military background. But yeah, so I know you're big on, or you have at least over the course of your life, kind of figured out some of the things that make people successful, like discovered what separates success from failure in a number of individuals. Can we kind of talk about that for a few moments and maybe dive into, you know, some of the principles you've learned in that regard?
Yeah, totally. It's been interesting. So this started as, you know, my knowledge and awareness around human behavior and how we function, you know, all was coming about. And I had to look at something and I got very curious. And I said to myself, listen, you know, why does somebody win the Medal of Honor? Why does somebody take the actions to be able to be awarded the Medal of Honor? What occurs in that moment, right? Because there's no school, there's no checklist, there's no training course for being awarded the Medal of Honor. It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So what unfolds in that moment? And, you know, of course, I love to go to the extremes and love to look at the extremes. And one of the things that I really came to understand was, what we know and what we can do are not the benchmark for the results we can produce. You know, I said earlier, life shows up and life is like a huge firewall, like it strips away our knowledge and abilities. And over the time of training all the guys I've gotten to train and operate the way I've gotten to operate and do just the amazing stuff I've gotten to do, I've really learned that not knowledge and abilities that sets the pace. It's how we really interact and deal with life every single day, right? Moment by moment. And that's really the difference. I mean, I outlined and looked at this thing and said, okay, if we had to chunk it into a couple blocks, what do we deal with here? And, you know, the first evolution, like I said, we really unpack what mindset is. And, you know, I always say I was doing mindset stuff and biofeedback before mindset stuff and biofeedback was cool. So, you know, I like to be a pioneer there. I like to consider myself one of the pioneers around some of that stuff early on. And everybody complained about it. But, you know, creating a fluid and adaptive mindset, a mindset that lets me transition literally minute by minute throughout my day, that leaves me in a place where I'm open and curious and creative to whatever shows up. That's one that is like the top tier must start with component. The next thing we look at is your presence, right? How do you show up? I mean, how does Justin show up to me and everyone around me? And that's huge, right? Because especially if we're in business, relationships, or military or anything, I mean, part of how we want to do is we want to show up as a badass, right? I mean, we're guys. We want to show up as somebody powerful, capable, can deliver, can be relied upon to deliver, right? Those are all kind of attributes and traits that we want to achieve. And that presence can be so powerful and such a determining factor in our level of performance. And then the last piece is really the execution side. And it's not like just general execution. It's understanding, how do I move and craft the environment for success? I mean, I say, I had to kind of, the market shows, you know, hey, a Navy SEAL can solve every problem in the world, right? I mean, we kind of have that idea out there. And, you know, I had to look at it and go, well, I don't know if that's entirely true, but what I do know is they are the best in the business at solving every problem in a circle with an X, like top tier, whatever they need to do. You develop a target, they will go in there and handle it. But somebody had to create that target, and somebody had to architect the environment. Somebody had to shape the situation so that they could have absolute success. And really, that was my time at the agency, right? Creating those environments, creating those targets out there. And so I apply that in how we execute our process. How do we shape the environment? How do we assess our impact and then adjust quickly? So it's those are the sub factors, right, that we identify, that we see the guys that can operate at that level. Strong mindset, great presence, and execute with absolute precision. That's what it boils down to. I mean, I can take a guy that maybe doesn't know that much, can't do that much, get him tuned up there, and results are going to crush it because he's capable of dealing with life.
No shit. That's pretty cool. So the three real keys, I guess, here are mindset, presence, and execution.
That's it. That's absolutely it. You know, because you've seen it, Justin. I mean, you know guys that maybe don't know that much or can't do that much, but somehow they're out there crushing it. And then flip that and watch guys who, you know, have all the degrees, have all the stuff, have everything around them, and, you know, they're falling on their face.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny, man. A lot of people, especially my age, you know, I'm 27 now, a lot of people I went to high school with, you know, there's people you grow up with. It seems like a lot of the guys you who are, like, street smart are just kind of, like, thought a little differently. Like, they weren't good in school. They weren't good with books. They didn't get good grades.
No,
you know,
yeah.
Like C students.
Yep.
A lot of these C student type guys who I'm looking around with, you know, my peers, they're some of the more successful people I know. And it's like a lot of the book smart people that I went to school with that, you know, got straight A's, A pluses, honor roll all the time. They have degrees, but they're not really doing much with it at this point. It's kind of funny how that plays out in life.
Absolutely. I mean, I hated high school. I hated it. I graduated with – I just today went to my daughter, my 13-year-old daughter's parent-teacher conferences. You know, she's brilliant. I mean, and she's brilliant, but I was laughing because I'm like, C's. I think I – you know, one class was a D. I just couldn't wait to get unlocked and out of high school, right? Get me out of here. Let me in the world. Let me operate. You're so spot on in that.
Yeah, and I think it has a lot to do with what you're saying here. Like, you know, the mindset some of these guys have, the mindset for success, the mindset to just grind and try different things and not be afraid to, you know, maybe go against the grain, the presence every day that they have of putting in the work, of you know, doing what it takes to be successful, and, you know, that the execution of actually following through on a lot of these things, a lot of their goals that they have and a lot of the ideas they come up with. I think combining all three of those can really lead to success no matter what your sort of your DNA, you know, dictates or some of the genes that you have, maybe your
right.
inclination to be successful, quote unquote, successful in life. Like anybody
totally.
Can really do it with the proper training and I think the proper mindset.
Yeah, I mean, that's 100%. You just watch guys. I love that when I see guys that, you know, are like, well, I barely made it through high school and now I just sold my company for $8.7 million. You know, that's like, absolutely.
Yeah. Jeff, you do work on helping people find their it factor. Can you kind of talk about what that is, like people's it factor, what separates them from other people and makes them unique into being able to be successful in their own way?
Yeah, I mean, it's really, you know, it's that culmination of those three aspects. And, you know, you find guys, so kind of bouncing back a little bit to your conversation, I think those of us that are like this, that are kind of genetically dispositioned this way, or, you know, we want to get out of school, we're just kind of on our own, right? We want to be successful. We want to find something. We want to create something. We don't want to be tied down. We definitely don't want to be stuck in a job and be told what to do, right? Nobody wants to live in a cubicle.
Yeah.
but the flip side of that is, you know, we're often super frustrated. We feel super restricted. We feel super bound. We're kind of just locked in place. And, you know, that's like we're like a caged animal, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think my wife, she would say, if I could just put you in a glass cage and, you know, with break glass in case of emergency, I'd be better off some days. But, you know, we feel like that internally and externally. And we don't quite always know what to do. And so, you know, that kind of that it factor, right? When we look at people and we know people that we admire, those are all the pieces that go in, the right mindset, the right presence, the right execution, and then all the kind of sub factors of that. I had a chance to interview just wild and crazy people. You know, I got to travel the world with like Jerry Parr. Jerry Parr was Ronald Reagan's detail leader the day he got shot, you know, saved Ronald Reagan's life.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, I got to spend time with him out in the world doing stuff. And learning from him. I mean, the men that have been around me that I've gotten to learn from are just, that can be, we could do a whole 3-hour podcast on that, man. I mean, just crazy.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've watched these guys and you know, they have a specific pattern. And when they share their knowledge and experience with you, there are so many similar traits to it that all come down to the fact that they understood how to be fluid, open, creative, powerful, and reliable in very succinct moments in time, like to deliver without hesitation. And, you know, that's what wraps into this stuff. I mean, that's what I strive to be every day. And I freaking fall on my face and pick myself up and do it. You know, it's not like I don't teach from the place of, oh, you need to be like me. I teach from the place of, hey, we're all going to do this together. Right. Because it is an everyday, all the time thing.
Yeah, no, I like that. Like leading from the front lines, you know, you're part of the fight. You're part of the battle. And not just
we're all
telling
in together.
People a bunch of shit. Yeah, like, you know, some of these gurus or whatever online, you know, just telling people.
No, hey, we can have a whole podcast about how I fucked it up today if you want. I mean, that's, you know, that's life, right? We're never going to be perfect. And, you know, that's kind of why I launched these programs. That's why I do this now. It took me a while to be like, okay, I'm going to step out and be on my own. I'd have a couple guys literally kick my ass last year to be like, Jeff, it's time for you to step out into this place and do this stuff. Cause you know, I didn't want to put myself out there, and you know, so now I'm just putting myself out there and being like, hey, I'm one of you. I just have some cool experience and have a unique understanding of how we function and why we do what we do. And so we learn together. I mean, I learn from every one of my clients every day, all the time. It's awesome.
Yeah, no, it is awesome, man. It's a good way to look at life. And I think, like you said in the beginning of the episode, you said, you know, you've always had kind of this curious mind. And I think continuing to have that curious mindset is what allows you to really grow and learn from some of the, like you mentioned, but you know, smartest guys or whatever, people, just interesting people you've come to interview, come to spend some time with. I do this podcast every week, and you know, just I'm floored by the free knowledge I get just from chatting with these people and picking up little things here and there about what they have to offer and different insights that I would not, you know, in a million years be able to think of myself. But it's just having that open mind, that curiosity, I think, to continue to want to learn and to want to grow.
Yeah, man. I mean, life occurs in conversation. Like, we forget that.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
We forget it more and more, too, is you know, the social age takes over and we're on Facebook, you know, half day or Snapchatting away half the day. It's, you know, the conversations, the ability to have conversations and to communicate with people, I think that skill is slowly dying out. But I think that just makes it more important to continue to grow it and
yeah, you're right on, man. I mean, you're completely spot on. So I just, you know, I love what I get to do, and I'm doing my best to grind it out and deliver value and actually deliver something that I think matters to most of us today. And, you know, enjoy it, right? I mean, that's if I'm not enjoying it, then I'm not doing it.
Jeff, what are some specific strategies you have for some of the guys listening to be able to figure out, to identify what their it factor is? Like, is there any steps they could take?
Yeah, I mean, you know, first off, it's kind of great, right? Looking around, what am I doing? And really getting honest with yourself, where is my performance, right? Where is, I always ask guys, listen, are you producing the results you want? And that answer is yes or no. That's it. There's no story behind it. There's no excuse behind it. It's a yes, no. If the answer is yes, great. But how do we get more efficient, more effective? How do we produce some greater results? How do we explode it? Okay. So that's one. And those are just internal questions. You got to be a little judgmental on yourself. And then the second one is, if it's no, then we can talk about why not. But I want you to look at why not from, did I have the right mindset? How did I connect? Was I being authentic? Was I really connecting? Was I powerful when I needed to be powerful? Was I compassionate when I needed to be compassionate? Like, who was I being in that particular moment? And then the third piece is, if it's a no, did I execute with precision? Like, did I really actually craft the environment for my success? Did I set everything up to be successful? And those are the spots that we usually start to identify what's going on with guys on a pretty consistent basis.
So it's simply like taking an inventory of yourself. Seeing if you're getting those results. If you're not, then to start asking some of the questions of why, you know, what's happening here? Why am I not seeing results? Is it the mindset piece that's messed up? Is it the presence maybe that's messed up? Is the execution and the following thing messed up? Like, that's really what's going on, is picking out and kind of figuring out where to go.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Justin, the only thing we can ever do is be responsible. If we live in the idea that we're for somebody else, then we're never going to get there. It's just, you're never going to get over that. So really it's the willingness to look at me and go, okay, if I'm responsible for producing something and it didn't get produced, what occurred along the way? And almost every time, mindset wasn't in the place I needed to be. I showed up like a dick or an idiot or whatever, right? My presence was off. Or I just fell on my face in accident. And none of it's a big deal. It's not a beat yourself up. It's a want to make sure that that never occurs again. So what do I need to do here? So really, you know, the quick takeaway, it's not like, hey, here's your list of 10 things you can go do. No. Hey, man, get authentic with yourself about your performance and about what's going on and start to really look at, hey, I'm responsible for producing this. And, you know, I always say if, right, if the words if, when's, or should show up, like if this happened, when this happens, this should happen. If those show up in your conversation or in your thought, that you just need to pull your reserve because you're going down the line of blaming that somewhere else. That's you're not being responsible for your speaking and what's going on for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no, I love that. I think responsibility is really the big takeaway here. It's like, you know, owning your life, owning the things that happen. You know, life isn't fair. I say this all the time. It's not life isn't good. It's not bad. It just is. And it happens and things happen. Good things happen. Bad things happen. But realizing that you have the power to change your life and to, you know, take the actions and make differences that will affect your present and your future. Owning that, having the responsibility, taking charge of that, I think is the biggest takeaway. And a lot of guys, a lot of listeners on my show especially are the types of guys who do this shit, who take responsibility, who take action, who get things done, which is great. Yep. But a lot of guys, I think, out there, awesome. Unfortunately, don't have this type of mindset yet. And, you know, maybe they haven't listened to a podcast like this, or they haven't listened to you or some of the other ones out there. But I think really, you know, that is the key is understanding that you have the power and it's up to you to make that change. Like stop, you know, pretending like you don't or making excuses or feeling like people owe you things.
Right.
Just, you know, accept what's happening, accept your life, accept the bullshit that's happened in your life, then make it better. You can make anything better, your life better, Roman.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, I can go toe-to-toe with anybody on a suck life. No problem. We can do that. We do that all day long, right? But it's really just that attitude. It's like, you know what? The only person that's going to shift something is me. You know, I mean, it's Ranger Creed. Though I be the lone survivor. You're it every day, by the way. FYI, you are the lone survivor. So start acting like it, you know, and be responsible for the results you're going to produce. And
Jeff, how do you deal with things that pop up, like fears that pop up or insecurities that may pop up in your life? What's your strategy for getting over that shit?
Yeah, you know, when I talk about kind of like barriers to success, right, the barriers we face, kind of the intangible things that exist out there, when you talk about fear, you know, I really try to break down, and I'll do this quickly for you, is the difference between real fear and then what I like to call generated fear or being fearful. Now, that's a big difference between those two points. So, you know, when we're experiencing real fear, you know, that's the body protecting us. That's the body doing things to keep us safe, right? I always say, you know, you don't experience real fear until you're in the door of the aircraft about to leave it. Everything before that's just bullshit. You know, everything before that's generated fear, right? And so if you look at one of the things when you're dealing with that, if you look at the aspect, most of us create this idea of fear. I mean, is no fear right now. Fear is either a past-based thing or a future-based thing. And so when struggle comes up and anxiety shows up or I'm scared or, you know, I'm concerned about this, when all those things kind of start to trigger, you really got to get present right now and realize that fear doesn't exist right now in this moment. I'm creating it from either something that happened in the past or something that might happen in the future. And, you know, I repeatedly work with guys on that because we all, you know, have things that trigger us and things that show up. So if I can be aware of something triggering, create that point of recovery, just like literally take a second, chill out, take a step back from something and assess what's going on, I can actually start to gain some positive control of where I am and be like, okay, well, that could be scary or I could just deal with it. Moving forward, I resolve it. I'm looking at things in terms of resolution, in terms of production, rather than fearful. It may not work or should not work or could or whatever.
How do you? Yeah, no, I love it. Real quickly, though, how do you deal with things that you can't control, things that are out of your control or ability to change? What, how about the fear of that? Like, what do you, how do you combat something like that where it's not really your hands?
Yeah. So, you know, when I would train guys, when we would do some of the firearms programs, you know, the rules of engagement are you don't get to draw on fire unless you perceive a real and viable threat against you or somebody with you. Right. And so mindset wise, the mindset of that is because you're going to be behind the gun, right? You're going to be reacting to someone else's event. And the solution to that is, hey, you may have started this, but I will finish it.
Yeah.
Right. They may start it, but I, you know, thank you very much. You've now given me the opportunity to demonstrate all these skills that I've worked so hard to acquire, and I'm going to show them to you right now, whether you like it or not. I mean, that's just, that's how I focus on and deal with the things that may pop up that I have no control over and can't do anything about. You just, you know, you're going for the ride. You got to learn how to kind of maneuver through it. And if you need to take control over it, hey, you may start this, but I'm going to finish it, and I'm going to finish it effectively with like real power. And I don't mean power like being in control. I mean like powerful resolution and like powerful completion.
Jeff, it's been an awesome interview, man. I really appreciate you coming on. We do have to wrap things up. So where is a place you'd like to send our listeners to check out more about your work, and a final send-off message you'd like to leave as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the message here is, listen, anybody's capable of doing anything. So really getting in and looking at, as it is today, who are you showing up to be, and are you executing with precision? Ask those questions of yourself each and every moment. That starts that win. It starts that win factor. And so, yeah, feel free to check out any of my stuff, the 10 weeks, or the other programs that we're offering at jeffbandman.com.
Awesome. That's jeffbandman.com, guys. Jeff, thanks again, brother, for coming on. Really do appreciate it. And I will talk to you soon.
Okay. Thanks, Justin.
As always, if you haven't joined the Elite Man Mastermind group on Facebook yet, do yourself a big favor and get on that right now. Connect with thousands of guys just like you who are looking to improve themselves every single day. This is the best Facebook group on the planet, totally free, and this is going to push you, motivate you, inspire you, give you tips, advice, and strategies for helping you master the biggest challenges in your life. EliteManMastermind.com will take you right to the group on Facebook where you can join. It's a closed group, which means it might take a couple minutes, a couple hours for you to get accepted in by one of the moderators or myself, but I promise you, we will get you in if you're not a spammer and you don't have a creepy profile. So go to EliteManMastermind.com if you haven't yet. Join the group. You're going to absolutely love this and join a collection of thousands of amazing guys just like you who are looking to improve themselves and help you out along the way.
All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed that episode. But before you go, there's one last thing I need you to do. I need you to subscribe to this podcast right now if you haven't already. By subscribing to the podcast, you get every single episode the minute they're released. Get all of our Elite Man podcast interviews with all of our incredible world-class guests from the lifestyle, health, fitness, business, and social worlds absolutely free. Subscribe now, guys, if you haven't already, and enjoy all future episodes. And yes, if you do love the podcast, leave us an awesome review. We really do appreciate it.